Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Insurance Edge Magazine podcast. It's exciting to finally join the 21st century. My name is Alistair Walker. I'm the editor and publisher of the magazine. And today we're going to have a look at car insurance and Corona in particular, because this has obviously affected the volume of traffic on the road. People are not driving in the way that they were. And so Admiral, one of the big names in car insurance, announced this week it was giving £110 million back in the shape of a £25 flat rate across the board refund to every single policyholder. It kind of mirrors the moves that some US insurers have made, like MetLife and several others. Allstate's another good example. They're a bit different in that some of them have done $50 flat rates, some of them have done a percentage based on the premium, so they've refunded, say, 20% of your monthly premium or whatever. I guess Admiral have probably gone for something which is very easy to administer. You don't have to apply online or try and call them. By the way, if you're an Admiral policyholder, this will be refunded automatically by the end of May 2020. Admiral say their intention is to return estimated savings to the customers from the reduced driving during the lockdown. So we contacted some other people in the insurance industry to get a bit of background, a bit of extra comment. Cover, who you may or may not have heard of, are an online insurer, and they're one of the new breed of sort of pay-as-you-go insurers. So you can kind of switch on or switch off your car insurance, generally via a smartphone app. And this is something that suits people who just drive maybe 2-3 times a week. They're not commuting every day, they're not racking up a big mileage. Cover commented and said that they were the first insurer to do it. Must admit, I expected other insurers to follow suit this week, but it hasn't happened. Cover noted that as a flexible insurance provider, they were among other industry players that were putting pressure on the big names to come to the party to better support their customers by offering fairer and more flexible insurance at a time of need. Their words, not mine, but it's a valid point. We also got a response from Hastings and Ageas. Ageas, another very, very big name. This is the Ageas statement. Well, it's a highlight from it. The lockdown has had varied impacts on our product lines. Motor claims frequencies have reduced. There are also a number of unknown variables, such as how long we expect to be in lockdown, what impact this will have on travel habits when we return to normality, and whether there's a lag in personal injury claims. Now, all these things, of course, no one really knows. It's all up in the air at the moment. It depends how the lockdown ends, whether everyone en masse goes back onto the roads, and there's a spike in accidents, which again will cause a knock-on in personal injury claims and the cost of car repairs. Ageas continue that other actions they're taking include extending free breakdown cover to all our direct customers who work for the NHS. And where a customer is a key worker, as defined by the UK government guidelines, they need to travel to different locations. They don't need to worry about changing their car insurance. So in other words, that'll be done automatically. And where a customer is helping their community by volunteering to deliver food or medicine, they do not need to extend their cover. The word from Hastings, quite short and sweet really, our focus has been and continues to be to do the right thing for colleagues and policyholders and to our communities during COVID-19. In addition to charity and colleague actions, we've already passed on a number of benefits to customers, including price reductions and fee waivers and financial support for those with payment difficulties, and provided extra help and benefits for NHS and care workers, including free breakdown. We do intend to pass further benefits back to customers, and we'll communicate more on this as soon as we've firmed up our plans. And that is, of course, it's all well and good. We also had some information from By Miles. This is another pay-as-you-go insurer. Been quite active over the last couple of years, actually. And as I said earlier, insurance, car insurance is changing. The annual policy, third fire and theft, fully comp, it just doesn't match a lot of people's lifestyles. We've got more ride sharing, we've got more people who live in cities, don't own a car, would like to simply drive a car 2-3 times a year when they're on holiday or they're going to a big family event or something. So the whole market is changing. By Miles noted to Insurance Edge this week that the average cost of car insurance has risen by 6%. The average premium is now £809 per year. According to data from Confused.com, who obviously are one of the big three comparison sites active in the UK. Now, Bymile said they're calling for insurers to stop overcharging customers at a time when driving levels are reducing due to the lockdown. Their CEO, James Blackham, commented to Insurance Edge, "These figures highlight the high price that Brits are currently being forced to pay for a service they're not using. With the average price of car insurance rising 6% the last year, why should drivers pay to insure miles they're not driving? Everyone is forced to make changes during the unprecedented situation we're living through at the moment, and that should include car insurers. As people are driving far fewer miles whilst in lockdown, the number of insurance claims due to accidents also decreases. And insurers stand to make an excess of £1 billion, that's £1,000 million, from this reduction in claims. These savings must be passed on to the public," say Bymiles. "Policyholders must be able to request a premium reduction or extra months added onto their policy. And we hope to see the next round of figures showing a marked decrease in premiums. Anything else isn't treating customers fairly." Now, as I touched on earlier in the podcast, MetLife, Allstate, Gecko Liberty, Chubb and State Farm, all in the USA, all those companies were very quick off the mark, actually, about 2 weeks ago, to start applying refunds automatically. So I think there is probably going to be pressure in the next couple of weeks for big name players like AXA and Aviva, RSA, Direct Line, LV and others in the UK to also offer automatic refunds. Looking ahead, it's interesting to speculate that there are two reasons why there may well be a spike later on, which will cause problems for the insurance industry. Now, one is there's tremendous pressure at the moment on the repair network. There are all kinds of independent small garages, chains of repair shops, body shops, all kinds of businesses currently closed, staff on furlough, and there's no work. No one's driving, so no one's having bumps in supermarket car parks, etc. Now, it may well be, as Mike Brockman from Thinko, which is a telematics provider, told Insurance Edge, I think it was about 10 days ago, he said that in his opinion, and Mike's been in the insurance industry for a long, long time, the big players in car insurance would have to work out some kind of financial support package for the repair network, basically to make sure that that network was in situ, was in place to help out in the autumn when we see perhaps full lockdown being lifted, restaurants and pubs being open again as we get nearer Christmas. No one really knows this, but assuming this happens, you will get everyone going out again, and you will get accidents, especially as we get into the winter months and the weather starts to work against us. So that is a longer term issue that the insurance industry definitely needs to look at. The other thing, and again Mike highlighted this, is that something like a car bumper now isn't just a piece of plastic. It's like a mini computer. It's got cameras and sensors. Modern cars are packed with ADAS systems, all kinds of driver aids and safety features, some of which can be overridden, some of which are factory fitted. Even within one car manufacturer's model range, you might have 3-4 different collision avoidance systems. You know, as technology progresses, more and more new stuff is fitted to the new models, but you've got an existing 2-year-old model which has got the older system in. All these things require a lot of training and a lot of thorough checking before a repaired car is put back on the road and signed off ultimately by the insurance company. So I think that's another thing. Again, you have to preserve a network of highly skilled, trained people in that car repair network to do that job. Going forward, next year, we have to look ahead to when life returns to normal. And there's going to be some big changes, I think, in the car insurance market. There's going to be more pay-as-you-go policies. People are going to want more flexibility. There is the possibility that the virus may return in the winter if we can't develop the vaccine. Let's hope that we do. So there's lots and lots to think about looking forward. Now, if you're listening out there, you work in the car repair or the car insurance sector, then get in touch. You can post a comment, of course, on the magazine, www.insurance-edge.net. And if you have any news or views at all, press releases, whatever, feature ideas, you are welcome to get in touch with us anytime. It's editorial@insurance-edge.net. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.